Well, good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into our program. You're listening to Fire Shut Up In My Bones. Okay? I want to get into something that is very, very interesting. Beloved, those of you that are saved, I'm pretty sure you have encountered some really weird things that you yourself never would have sat down and thought of. Okay? And it just shocks you. Okay? There's so much stupid thinking amongst those who call themselves Christians. Not too long ago, you know, I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God preserved in the English language. Okay? It was translated from the languages that God originally inspired, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, when he told the writers exactly what to write, miraculously, as a wind blowing a sailship into the direction that it wants the sailboat to go, or blown into instrument and playing through the instrument exactly what needs to be played. That's what God did through men. It's called inspiration. The Bible, the King James Bible that we have, is translated from those languages. So we have the Word of God. I had a guy come up to me and tell me over social media, the King James is not God. God is. It's just, the Bible is just paper. We need to worship God. Do you worship the Bible or do you worship God? First of all, beloved, how do you argue with that? Okay, I sent one verse about that I'm going to mention in this program and how God magnified the word above his own name. But let me stop here. When I read the Bible, that does not go through my mind. When I read the actual words of God, I realize the Bible is a divine letter penned by the Almighty God. I didn't plan on doing this, but look at this verse in the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 18. It says there, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. I want you to take that in. That's the Ten Commandments, by the way. I want you to take that in, beloved. God took his actual hand and he actually wrote his words on tables of stone and gave it to Moses. I'm saying that the God of the universe, everything that's here is because of God, took time to physically write something to us. And we have it to this very day. The Ten Commandments. When you say that the Bible is just paper, you're an idiot. When I read the Bible, right, the first thing that comes to my mind, I'm like, okay, let me see what God says today. And that's what I pray when I read the Bible. God, please show me something today. My pastor said, if you're not reading the Bible to get something from God, you're wasting your time. You have to be like, God, I need something from you today. Okay? Read. My pastor is always telling me, don't just, you know, read just one verse in that chapter. Read the entire chapter. Get the whole context of it. Read it over and over and over and over again. Okay? And stay there. You know, don't listen to what some other preacher has to say about that verse. That's just chewed up food. Read the whole chapter. And but basically, what I'm trying to say is I might be sounding redundant. When I read the Bible, I don't think about worshiping the Bible. I'm thinking about what my God has to say to me. It's a letter to me. Okay? So this is what goes through my mind. There are so many beautiful scriptures about the Word of God and how important it is. But let us consider a few verses. Just a few. Okay? So first, the first thing I want to mention, by the way, the title of this topic for today is The Word of God is Important. So the first thing I want to concentrate on right now is the Bible is God's Word. The Bible is God's Word. I want you to get that in your mind, because when you hear stuff like, oh, the Bible is just paper, it's not the Word of God. I'm sorry, the Bible is just paper. It's not God. Okay? I want you to understand that the Bible is God's word. And when you realize that, the more you appreciate this book. This is no ordinary book. The King James is God's word, words in English. Okay? In the English language. Now, I'm saying that to say this. I bought an Ilocano Bible. It's one of the original languages of the Filipinos. You know, they speak Tagalog, Ilocano. Forgot the third one. Okay? It's not a double translation. They did not take that Bible and translated it from the King James. They translated it from the inspired text. Okay? So, that's the Word of God in the Ilocano language. Those are the words of God. Okay, so all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God is the one who wrote the Bible. He inspired men to write the Bible. That means God breathed. It's like an instrument that you blow through and play exactly what you want to play. You are the dictator. In this case, that's what God did. It's a miraculous book. Okay? Number two, God placed great importance on his own word. Okay, now look at Psalm 138, verse 2. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Praise the Lord for his truth. You know, what is truth? Well, the truth is that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. Okay, the truth. Thank God for that. We know that. Okay, here's what the verse says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Let me ask the audience this. Beloved, where do you find the word of God? The Bible. Okay, so when some people say it's just paper, They are trying to minimize how great the Bible is, okay? And honestly, it's not really worth debating those people. If you're a born-again Christian and you're saved and you love the Word of God, you love reading the Bible, you don't waste your time debating those people. Just say, oh, okay, whatever, I'm going to keep reading it. Amen? I'm going to keep reading the Bible. That's like arguing about gravity. Gravity doesn't exist. Come on. All right. Gravity does exist. So, you know, if someone doesn't believe that, you know, he can find out the hard way and jump off a building. All right. All right. Number three. And the Bible has so much to say about God's word. We'll be here all day if I found them all. Amen. Three. Through the Bible, we believe in God. Through the Bible, we believe in God. What does that mean? Okay, first of all, the gospel message is in the Bible. The Bible shows how to get saved. Okay, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's in the Bible. Okay, through the Bible, we believe in God. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? Okay, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe in Jesus Christ, you'll have everlasting life. You'll never perish in hell. You'll always be saved. That's in the Bible. So when you say it's just paper, that's disrespectful. The Bible has the truth, and the truth, if you believe it, which is the gospel about salvation, just mention it, you'll be saved. That's big, because if you're saved right now, you will never have to experience hellfire. John chapter 5, verse 46. We'll start in 46. This is Jesus talking to those idiot Pharisees. "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. For he wrote of me,
But if you believe not his writings, I want you to notice how it says, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Moses was inspired to write about God. He wrote. He took a pen and wrote stuff. Now look at where it says his writings. But if you believe not his writings, what are in the pages of this book, this Bible? Words. These are writings. They're penned. Do you see how important it is to read the Bible? But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? There's so much in this Bible verse right here. Guys, a lot of people don't even believe their pastor because they don't believe the Bible. They don't even read it. So when I'll give you an example. My dad was telling me something like this that he experienced at work. One lady, she calls herself a Christian. I don't really believe that those people were living so long back then. I don't really believe that there was a flood back then. You know, you trust God for your salvation, but you don't believe that stuff in the Bible. So when it comes out of the preacher's mouth, when they say, hey, so-and-so lived 900 plus years old, right? They don't believe the Bible. They're not going to believe the preacher. They didn't believe Jesus Christ because they didn't believe Moses, his writings, okay, about God. So through the Bible, we believe in God. If you don't believe the Bible, I don't know what to say. You're in trouble, okay? A lot of people say, I don't believe the Bible. It's just a bunch of fairy tales. Okay, that's fine. There's a bunch of people who thought it was fairy tales in hell right now. That doesn't change. Hey, look, like I said, if you don't believe there's gravity, that doesn't mean there isn't gravity, okay? But there's so much stuff here. The important thing is I'm trying to point out that this Bible is important. These writings, this paper, okay? The words that are on the paper, they're so important, okay? But if you believe not his writings, how shall he believe in my words? The Bible, which is the word of God, is very important. Number four, the Bible helps us grow. Now, look, there's a lot of dumb stuff going on in churches today. You know, I saw a pastor on YouTube in Nigeria somewhere, or Africa, I don't know. He picked up a woman, WWF style, and then body slammed her on top of the chairs. I think what he was trying to do was body slam the demons out of her. I saw one pastor, these are not preachers, but he backhanded this woman. Why are they always attacking women? The Bible talks about rendering beloveds unto a wife, treating them with respect, be kind one to another. It talks about not giving to, don't be a brawler or something like that. But anyway, in the church house, he took his hand and backhanded this woman because she was a witch. She was trying to beat the demonic stuff out of her. Where in the Bible does it say that? That you backhand a woman to beat Satan out of her? Okay? What, now, why is that going on in church? Because they don't use the Bible. They don't read the Bible. So they're ignorant. You see people gyrating up there in the pulpit. Oh, bless God, bless God, bless God. Saying that you're speaking in tongues. Your accent, what did you say? And you don't even know what he said, right? Why is that? Because, one, they're not obeying the Bible. They don't even know what's in it. When was the last time you probably saw, if you can relate to me, do you see a Bible on their pulpit? And if it is up there, it's just for show. You saw a guy, I saw one pastor, he was dancing to James Brown. You know, I think it's the guy that said, ah, I feel good. I don't know these singers. He jumped up in the air and did the split. He couldn't even get back up. Here comes the staff trying to get him up off the ground. One guy was breakdancing in church. One group, they were rocking for Jesus. And shaking up and down, rocking. Where do you see that in the Bible? Okay, they call, oh, I was worshiping God. That's not worship. Worshiping is your full attention to Jesus Christ in the church. You know, I sang some beautiful hymns last night at my church. In my heart, there, you know, I'm just looking at the words and it all points to God. We had prayer requests, praying to God for people. Pastor Creed got up there and preached about growing from the book of Philippians. Everything was pointing to God. That is worship. We got on the old fashioned altar and we prayed to God and did business with God. Pastor Creed, my pastor, and many other pastors that are out there that are biblical. You're not going to see them up there with the electrical guitar with smoke coming out of the pulpit and flames coming out of the wall I was rocking for Jesus. And calling it worship. That's not worship. That's not even in the Bible. All right. And when you don't see that in church history. All right. So the Bible helps us grow. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You ever met someone? I heard this example last night. If you see a teenager or 20-something-year-old coming up to you with a baby bottle, you'll think that there's something weird. He should overcome that. He pulls out a pacifier. Something's wrong. If you want to grow in the Christian life, you need to desire the sincere milk of the word. What is that? What is the sincere milk? That's the Bible. The sincere milk of the word is the Bible. If you want to grow in this Christian life, you got to read your Bible many times every day. You know, a lot of you work, try to read it in the morning, on your lunch break if you can, and some more the night before bed. God will speak to you. He'll even prepare you for the next day that you're going to encounter. But you're not going to grow if you don't read the Bible. See how important the Bible is? The Bible is just paper. Right? And you wonder why people out there saying, oh, the Holy Spirit knocked me out unconscious. Benny Hinn getting up there with a jacket, fanning people, and people passing out for Jesus. That's nonsense, man. Number five, Christ set an example for us by using scripture against Satan. Here's the God that wrote the Bible using scripture against Satan. Okay? Now, this teaches us to rely on scripture. Okay? That's the Bible, folks. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay? But he answered and said, it is written. You see how he said, hey, it is written. What's written? The word of God. The words that are in your Bible that you have in your lap, that you have with you. He said, it is written. Now, God could have zapped the man, zapped the devil, blew him up, shoot laser vision out of his eyes, and then he's gone. But he used scripture. Jesus Christ is all powerful, but he used scripture. Why did he do that? It's an example for us. You're about to cuss out your boss. I will let no corrupt communication come out of my mouth. I'm laughing because of something I encountered a while back. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Okay, what are you gonna do when your manager pisses you off? Cuss him out. How are you talking to your wife? Okay, you should use scripture. You know, I will bridle my tongue while the wicked is before me. When you're in a room filled with wicked people that want to get rid of you, shut your mouth. Pray. You're going through a hard time. Oh God, help me. The Bible says men ought to pray, not faint. The Bible talks about men ought to pray, not faint. That's what the Bible says. Relying on scripture. How do you treat your wife? How do you treat your neighbor? How do you treat treat tithing, money, making decisions if you should own a business with someone that's not saved? Hanging out with people after work. Are these people saved? Are they just gonna take it to the bar? Okay, so relying on scripture. God gave us the example to rely on scripture. Amen. There's so much we can say about that. The bottom line is, any aspect of our life, every decision that we have to make, we must base that decision on the Bible. Now, number six, the Bible teaches us what God says. How can we know what to do for God if we don't even have His Word? If you don't even read His Bible? Okay, it's very important that we know what God says. The general will for our life, it's in the scripture. Live right, abstain from fornication, go into church. It's all in there. You ever met someone that called himself a Christian? And when you hear him talk, he talks, and you know he's just ignorant about the scripture. You know, you see some guy in a strip club passing out gospel tracts. Yeah, you know, God's still working on me. And then you ask him, hey, you know, the Bible talks about be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and you're out here in this strip club over here. The Bible says, I was setting a wicked thing before my eye, and here comes some lady in front of you. I'm not wearing any clothes. And you're like, oh, the Bible says that. You see, this, you know, that may be a weird example, but that's an example of a person that has never read the scriptures. Okay? And you know, there was a guy that I used to hear preach. His name is, I forgot his name. But he got saved. And a lady said, you can come to the bar. And he said, no, I can't do that. I'm a Christian. And the lady said, oh, I'm a Christian too. And I go to the bars. That's a person that's ignorant of the scriptures. I don't think that person ever reads the Bible. Another person, nice young lady, been in church for about 10 years. She said, I was telling her about the death penalty in the Bible. And this is when I was taking the kids out to some activity or something. Micah and all these people might have been with us. But she didn't know that the death penalty was in the Bible. Okay? It's in Genesis. I think either chapter 6 or 9. But it's there. And why is that? She probably is not reading the Bible enough. How are we supposed to know what God says if we don't read the Bible? Luke chapter 6, verse 46, it says, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not things which I say? Now, Luke 6, 46 is talking about obeying what God commanded us to do. You know, the Bible says if you know you're supposed to be doing right and you don't do it, it's a sin in the book of James. Okay, but he says, it's talking about what God commanded us to do. But I'm using this verse here to point out that Christians are doing ridiculous things in church in their life because they're ignorant of the Bible. Yes, there's some that are in open sin and don't want to listen to the Bible. Those are carnal Christians, and if they're truly saved, God is going to deal with them. But I'm talking about people that they're just doing stupid. God told me to divorce my wife. First of all, God will never tell you that. The Bible says what God put together, let no man put asunder. Okay? I'm sorry, Lavender Hollifield, you're ignorant of the Bible. God will never tell you to divorce your wife. Okay? If you guys remember him saying that. Okay? Let me see. Yeah. All kinds of stupid stuff going on in church. If a church doesn't know what the Bible says, okay, expect them to do stupid things in church, dancing around, body slamming women on top of chairs. It's because they're ignorant of the Bible, okay? So number six was the Bible teaches us what God says. So when people say it's just paper, expect that individual to do stupid things. The Bible, remember, I read previously in 2 Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for proof. Okay, doctrine teaches. For proof, tells you when you're doing something wrong. For correction, when you're told that you're wrong, it shows you how to correct it. For instruction and for instruction in righteousness, it teaches you how to live a holy life. Okay? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Okay, now if you don't know how to live righteously and do good works, it's because you're not reading the Bible. Plain and simple. Man, that guy calls himself a Christian and he's out there gambling. He's out there cheating on his wife. He's probably not even saved. He's a pastor and he's cussing from the pulpit. The Bible says in James 3:10, you shouldn't be cussing. Okay, let's keep moving on. There's so much to say about that. Point number seven. Those that believe the gospel truth get saved and sanctified, separated unto God. John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy word. No, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. How are you supposed to know what truth is if you don't even have the Bible? So many verses on the word of God in the Bible. I mean, if I had chosen all of them, if I could find all of them, okay, because I'm still learning the Bible. Man, we'll be here for weeks and weeks and weeks. Okay? So what's the application to all this as we close? Application. Okay? Yeah. Beloved, the Bible has so much to say on how important God's word is. Guys, look at your skin real quick and pinch your skin. And look at your fingernails. Look at your feet. Look at the ground if you're outside. Look at your car, the alloy that came from the iron and nickels and all this stuff to make that. The stars, the sun. Don't look at the sun too long. Who made that? God. The God that put all that stuff there took the time to write his Bible and give it to us for over 15 plus years, trying to preserve that thing and give it to us, and we're not going to read it? You know how important it is for us to read the Bible? God wants us to actually read the Bible. So don't believe all these guys out there that say that, and you know what? I've heard it from two people so far, and it's kind of a common thing going around now, a common trend. People saying King James isn't God, the Bible isn't God. Man, there's just some really stupid things out there, man. So based on the few verses that we mentioned today, we ought to make God's word a high priority. Brother Tom, oh, I love Brother Tom, right? One of my favorite preachers. He said, when you wake up in the morning, God is first. Before you do anything else, God is first. I remember hearing him with, you know, eyebrows raised, sweat flying all over the place, suit jacket flaring in the wind, screaming, God is first, first, first. Okay, he was talking about reading your Bible and praying every morning. That's the first. My dad used to call me up on the phone from work when I was a little kid. Darren, did you read your Bible? Darren, did you read your Bible? Every day he did that to me. Now the Bible is a habit for me to read. Okay? Well, it's important to read the Bible. It is high priority. May I challenge you? Are you making the Bible priority in your life? And get the right Bible. All these other Bible translations take out God's word. God hates that. He doesn't like it when people tamper with his word. Deuteronomy 4:2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. You see how it says that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord? If you don't have the right Bible, you're not going to know the right commandments. All right. Lastly, read the Bible every day and consider what you're reading. Think about it. You know, I'm not trying to brag, but I'm at the point now, and this is true. I'm not lying to you guys, beloved. I'm not lying about this. My dad and I are martial artists, but did you know just about every day we're talking about scripture? My dear friend, Brother Tom, Tom is busy. I'm busy. You know, every day we're texting about scripture. Okay? Why is that? Brother Tut, people like Mr. Tut, it's because we love the Bible and we consider it and we're thinking about it 24/7. So I'm asking my dad or Brother Tom, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Always talking about the scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. All right, we should always be talking about it. Guys, you're going to come, and some of you listening already at that point, there's going to come a time in your life when all you ever talk about is the Bible. Okay, so interesting. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's talking about all stinking day. Guys, the closer you get to God, that is not hard to do. Man, because I got closer to the Lord, I'm thinking about Bible verses every day. I'm discussing it with my beloved wife. I said, hey, Marissa, what do you think about this? Every day. Just this morning, she called me on the way to work. And I was talking about, the first thing that came out of my mouth is something in the book of John. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. God wants us to obey his word. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have a good success. You want to be prosperous and successful? Read the Bible. 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attendance to what? Reading the words on this paper, as people were trying to say, oh, it's just paper. To exhortation, to doctrine. 1 Samuel 3:19, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. Where are the words in the Bible? Let's not let them fall to the ground. Read them, consider them, ponder upon them. 2 Timothy 2:15. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Guys, I really hope this is a blessing to you. There's so much to say about the word of God, man. What I really want us all to get out of this lesson is this. The Bible is important. Don't let anyone minuscule how important the word of God is. The word of God is very important.